American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
I am a fifth-generation rancher in Wyoming and Montana, right on the state line.
That's Brett Crosby. He is a cattleman in Cowley, Wyoming.
I have a cow-calf operation, and I run stocker cattle.
Crosby is also the president and co-owner of Custom Ag Solutions. Custom Ag Solutions works with federal and state agencies on competitive bid contracts, partnerships, and grants. They also work closely with the USDA's Risk Management Agency to educate agricultural producers about risk management and crop insurance, research and develop new risk management programs and tools that increase the financial stability of U.S. agricultural producers. And if you talk to Crosby, there is a first big take-home message.
Well, we need to focus on the things that we can control in the industry, not stay awake worrying about things that we can't control. So the things that we can control are production expenses, our production quality, and we can, to some degree, control the price that we receive through price risk management, forward contracts, hedging with the futures, etc.
And we asked Crosby how he thinks the cattle industry is complying to those don't worry ideas.
I think the cattlemen that have survived to this point are doing a lot of those things, if not all of them. Cattle producers have learned that they need to control their production expenses and that they need to be efficient producers. And you can see that in the efficiency in cattle today versus 30 years ago.
That's Brett Crosby. He's a cattleman as well as the president and owner of Custom Ag Solutions based in Cowley, Wyoming. In more news, Justin Hansard is an extension agent with the Texas AgriLife and A&M system in Montauk County in north central Texas near Wichita Falls. He noted that the cattlemen and women, besides raising the cattle, it's also very important to raise the grass.
I mean, you need to be a grass man first and cattleman second, because if you don't have the resource there for them to use and or hay, whatever the case may be, then, you know, you can't produce a good quality herd, a safe herd, you know, something that maintains itself. And
that's Justin Hansard, an extension agent in Montauk County. Always more news at AmericanCattleNews.com. On Twitter, we're at Cattle News USA. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.